What does it look like when you tell the truth?
In the kingdom of God, coming into the kingdom of God, what does a person have to do to be in the kingdom? They ask Jesus, who's the worst, best, worst teacher of all time. Because he won't just answer the question, you know? Doesn't that drive you crazy? Like, he could have made this thing one page long. Like, just give us the facts, tell us what to do, we'll do it. We don't have to debate it, we don't have to live it, we don't have to wrestle through it. Just say one name you call yourself, we'll all call you that. Stop fighting over what to call you. That's a big debate down here. Just tell us what to, you know, we're killing each other over the name. We can't get into the character. We can't get past the name. Why does he make it so mysterious? First of all, where is it? Is it inside of us or outside of us? He's like, yeah. Okay. Is it present or future or yes? Like, you would never hire that pastor. Like, as a word, it's called gap teaching. It's horrible. There's such huge gaps of information that the people are going to go off and come up with all kinds of weird understandings because you just didn't make it clear. That's okay. Jesus will do it for you. We'll fill in the gap for you. What does it mean to be in the kingdom? To be in the kingdom, you have to be born again from above. You have to be transformed in the way you think about everything that you are and do. When you will do that, oh my God, it's the greatest thing. It's like, God, I'm so afraid this morning. What's the source of my fear? What is it? Where does it come from? And he will take you right to it because he wants it gone. Yep. But if you won't say it, what are we going to do? If you won't admit it, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do. It's like the guy that trained me. He said to me after watching me my fifth year working in Indonesia, he is this amazing guy who I finally get access to. This is the kind of person he was. I would say, look, obviously you know what you're doing. Working among Muslims, will you train me? Here's his answer. I don't have time. Like, you're just a distraction to me. Like, dude, you can't say that if you believe the Bible. Jesus took everyone. He only took 12 and only 11 of them made it. So, and the only one that really stayed with them was Mary Magdalene. The guys ran away. We don't even like to say that. But anyway, I kept bugging him like a persistent widow. And he finally agreed. And so he's training me. He's modeling it. That's what you do. You can't do what you've never seen, right? Do you understand that? You can't do what you've never seen. We're trying to get people to do stuff they've never seen because they don't see it in us. So you can't do what you've never seen, and you can't give away what you don't have. Which is mostly what we're doing out here. We're trying to give away stuff that we actually don't have. I'll give you a reason for the hope that's in me once. I have hope. I don't have it currently, but when I do. And so he's watching me, and one day he says, you can't hear from God, can you? Have you ever had anyone say that to you that's discipling you? You can't hear from God, can you? I mean, that sounds like F to me, you know? Like, and I said, how do you know? You know, I got defensive. How do you know? He goes, well, you don't seem to know your identity in the kingdom. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, because you're just imitating me. He said, I'm already here. We don't need another me. Because I only know what I know in my identity. What we need is another identity that can hear from God and say something new. Otherwise, we're going to be in compulsive repetition and trying to do this thing. And it's never going to work. We have to have multiple identities that can hear from God so that we can see this thing from a teacher perspective, a police perspective, an accountant perspective, a housewife perspective. Every perspective working together, kind of like a body working together, where all of you can hear God in your own identity inside the kingdom and you're living it out fearlessly. And then this will work. But if you're just going to imitate famous people, failure. It's kind of like this. If you would just present yourself every day to God and all of who you are, like a sacrifice, give the whole thing to him, just let him have the whole thing, just let him accept the whole thing, and stop conforming to the patterns of the world. Which patterns? All of them. I thought you just meant sinful. All of them. Christian patterns. All of them. And be transformed. by the renewing of your mind, and then you will know the perfect and excellent way, because no one can tell it to you except God. And we need you to hear it so you can tell us how you see it and what your identity does in the kingdom. And go to work, please. This is the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. The greatest thing. Wow, you mean I have my own identity? Yes. Where is it? Right past Jesus in the kingdom. Right there. It's always been there. It's always been here. The only separation has been right here. Go here.